Hello, Internet. This is Doug McCon, and we're talking today about to OtterBox or not to OtterBox. See, I joined the cult of Mac and got myself an iPhone, and I felt guilty when I did it, but I had to replace my old Motorola V3 XX, which was an awesome phone. I had the gold one, which had a different firmware or something on it that made some awesome pictures. It's just a great phone. It lasted forever, and then it died. And it died at a bad time, so I jumped into an iPhone, felt guilty about it, so I haven't really talked about it much. But I want to start talking about the iPhone because Steve Jobs is a genius, a user interface genius. But on the hardware side of things, it's sexy, but almost impractical. So everybody who gets an iPhone immediately jumps into putting these sleeves on them. Now, I've always had a problem with covering something up to protect it. Because we cover it up because we want it to continue to look good. But when you cover something up to make it continue to look good, two things happen. One, you don't get to look at it. And two, dirt gets between the cover and the thing and acts as an abrasive that ruins the looks of the thing that you're trying to protect the looks of. For instance, we see cars with bras on the hoods. Actually, I haven't seen these lately, but it was a big thing a while back, at least. Particularly if you had a vintage sports car, say a Triumph Spitfire. You throw a bra on the hood to protect the hood from getting paint chips. But you're covering up the thing that you're trying to protect. Also, with a car, moisture gets under there, mold grows, and the sun fades the paint that's exposed at a different rate than the paint that's under the bra. Of course, there's a practical side. You're literally not getting the metal exposed to air. So when a rock chips that hood, bonnet, have you, it exposes the metal, which can rust, and that's a different kind of protection. You're protecting the hood from rusting away. Now, same issue comes down with the iPhone. Do you put a sleeve on it to make it a practical device? One that if you drop, the screen's not going to shatter and have you paying Steve Jobs another $300 or $400? Or do you want, are you using the iPhone for image? Do you want that sleek form factor and the look of the phone to present a particular image? In that case, maybe you don't want to cover it up. I think it's a utility device. I think that it's a small portable computer that is always connected to the internet and a fantastic resource for pulling things down and always having information available to you. So saying it as a utility device, I think maybe, yeah, I need to put it in a sleeve and protect it. In the first 3 weeks of owning it, I did drop mine. And I think it's like a motorcycle. When you ride a motorcycle, it's not a matter of if you're going to have an accident, it's when you're going to have an accident. And when you own an iPhone, it's not a matter of if you're going to drop it, it's when you're going to drop it. Fortunately, for me, it was a very tragic drop. I dropped it on rocks. And I did receive, the screen's not cracked, but I have a scratch in my screen now that I can see, I'm aware of. It bugs me. Most people can't see it. They're not aware of it. I know it's there. And had I had a screen protector on, that would have prevented it. But the screen protectors cover up the really slick coating, anti-fingerprint coating that Steve Jobs put on the phone. So there's pros and cons to these things. So do you cover your phone up? Do you have a sleeve on your iPhone? Did you use a sleeve for a while and decided to take it off? How do you protect your iPhone?